Welcome to Voices of Better Medicine as we talk to the experts at Northwestern Medicine about health issues and questions that matter to you. Hi, I'm Robin Rock, and joining me today is Dr. Koralnik, Chief of Neuroinfectious Disease and Global Neurology in the Department of Neurology. I'd love to talk to you today about long COVID. I know long COVID occurs in about a third of COVID-19 survivors, and it is now the third leading neurologic disorder in the United States. So can you tell me a little bit about long COVID and what the symptoms are?
You're correct. There have been more than 103 million people who have developed COVID-19 in the U.S., and approximately, according to the U.S. Census Bureau, 45 million of adults in the U.S. have ever experienced long COVID. So the patients we see mainly complain of brain fog, fatigue, headache, dizziness, problem with smell and taste. They may also complain of pins and needles, blurry vision, as well as shortness of breath, gastrointestinal problems, and anxiety and depression on top of all those other symptoms.
So Dr. Koralnik, can you tell me about a study that you did with your colleagues at Northwestern Medicine where you looked at data on the first 600 people with long COVID that were evaluated at the Neuro COVID-19 clinic? Can you tell me about what your study found?
We wanted to understand what type of neurologic problem those patients have. And among the first 600 patients seen in the clinic, we had 100 who were previously hospitalized with severe COVID-19 pneumonia, often intubated in the ICU. And we have 500 patients who were never hospitalized for pneumonia or low oxygen level in the blood, who had only mild sore throat, cough that went away, and then developed long COVID. And we wanted to make a clear distinction between those previously hospitalized patients and the non-hospitalized patients because they have very different characteristics. It's almost two different diseases. The previously hospitalized patients were older, 53.9 years in average, almost a decade older than those who were never hospitalized, who were 44 years old in average. Those who had pneumonia before, they had more frequent comorbidities such as hypertension and diabetes. When we tested the quality of life of those patients using standardized measures, we saw that both previously hospitalized patients and non-hospitalized patients had altered quality of life in domains of cognition, fatigue, anxiety, depression, and sleep disruption. However, the people who were previously hospitalized had more severe cognitive dysfunction on objective cognitive tests. So we think that there are different mechanisms that occur in those patients with long COVID. Those who were hospitalized with severe pneumonia may have incurred some damage to their brain during their acute illness, and maybe that was caused by low oxygen level, cytokine storm, multi-organ failure, or even clotting in the blood vessels during the acute illness, whereas those who were never hospitalized, had mild disease initially, may have a different type of long COVID, potentially caused by an autoimmune disorder or viral persistence in their body, for example.
You're listening to Voices of Better Medicine as we talk to the experts at Northwestern Medicine about health issues and questions that matter to you. And we're talking to Dr. Koralnik today. And Dr. Koralnik, I wanted to ask you, could a person have long COVID even if they've never tested positive for COVID-19? Is that possible?
Yes, we have seen this time and again. At the beginning of the pandemic, it was not possible to be tested unless you were severely sick, hospitalized in the ICU with pneumonia. And a lot of patients didn't have access to testing. And so in the beginning of the pandemic, we have estimated that maybe 10 million people in the US were in this predicament where they were exposed to people who had COVID-19 develop COVID-19, and then thereafter developed long COVID, but they were never tested positive at the time of their acute illness, and therefore they developed long COVID without having been diagnosed with COVID-19 in the first place.
What about treatment options for long COVID-19? Are there any?
Yes, they are. First, people need to come to the clinic to be evaluated so that we know exactly what their problem is. And we do precision medicine here at Northwestern Medicine to help those patients.
Final advice that you have for somebody who is experiencing long COVID-19?
Seek help. You're not alone. There are millions of people like you in the United States and in the world who suffer from those issues.
Wonderful. Thank you, Dr. Kralnick. I really appreciate you.
You're welcome.